Catherine Tegan Books and Harper Audio present Bone Crier's Dawn by Catherine Purdy. Performed by Fiona Hardingham, Alex Windham, and Billy Fulford Brown. 1. Sabine.
Watch out, Sabine!
Jules's low and scratchy voice calls from a mineshaft above. I barely have time to move aside before she drops into the tunnel. A rush of air hits Bastion's candle, and the flame sputters out. We're thrown into absolute darkness.
Merde, Bastion curses. Relax, Jules says. Marcel always has a tinderbox in his pack. And another candle, Marcel adds. Excellent, Jules replies. The thunderstorm is loud enough now. It's time to blow that wall.
We're in the mines beneath the catacombs close to Beau Palais, the castle where Prince Casimir lives, where he's holding Aless captive. Not for much longer. My heart beats faster. Today, we rescue my sister. A few seconds later, flint and steel strike together. The soft glow meets a candle wick and snaps into a brighter flame. Bastion and I elbow forward for the candle. The alliance I've made with the boy who loves Aless, who she somehow loves in return, is tenuous at best. Just because he and his friends are helping me free her from her abductor doesn't mean I've forgiven them for also holding her captive.
I'll do this myself, Marcel says. Wait!
Jules's eyes widen at her younger brother. It's too late. He lowers the candle to the powder.
Whoosh!
Fire streaks an angry line toward the cask. Jules yanks Marcel to his feet. Bastion spins and runs the other way. I shove him faster. Aless would never forgive me if he died. We race until the dense atmosphere eats up all light and sound behind us. My nerves sting, waiting for the explosion. Did the fire burn out before it reached the cask? I glance over my shoulder.
Boom.
A massive burst of flames zips toward us and throws me backward. I hit Bastion. We crash onto the ground. A second later, Marcel and Jules topple onto us. Chalky smoke and debris flash by. Sharp rubble scrapes against my sleeves. The chaos finally settles into fat flakes of twirling ash. No one moves for a long moment. We lie in a tangle of legs, arms, and heads. Finally, Marcel slides off our piled bodies, and his floppy hair bounces.
I may have misjudged the impact of the blast.
Jules groans.
I'm going to murder you.
She rolls off and shakes dust and ash from her golden braid.
You better hope that sounded like thunder, or any moment now, all the soldiers in Beau Palais are going to flood this tunnel.
We've been waiting for the perfect storm to mask the noise of the explosion, and as poor luck would have it, it fell on the same day as the new moon, ferrying night. If this rescue attempt fails, I'll have to lead my familia on the land bridge myself and ferry the souls of the departed, the sacred duty of each lureress, given to us by the gods of the afterlife who we descend from. But I can't lead my familia. Aless is the only person alive who knows the song on the bone flute that opens the gates to the beyond. She was meant to be Matron, not me. I scoot off of Bastion and offer a hand to help him up. He hesitates, then exhales and takes it. Despite our bickering, I want his assistance. We'll find Aless faster if we work together. We stand side by side and stare into the hazy grey light shining in from the blasted hole. I inhale a deep breath. After 15 long days, we finally have access to Beau Palais.
Everyone ready?
Bastion cautiously rubs his back where my mother stabbed him. The wound is still healing. Only in the last week has he been able to walk without grimacing. Jules nods and adjusts her cloak. I tighten my fists. Marcel settles into a comfortable position. He's going to serve as watch. If the tunnel is compromised, he'll light a small explosive filled with sulfur and pepper seeds. The stench will warn us not to come back this way. Meanwhile, Jules is going to guard our point of entry into the castle above. Bastion waves Jules and me forward. The three of us advance to the end of the tunnel. I reach the wall first and...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?